Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday morning edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, your co-host today, and we are looking forward to another interesting discussion, and for some people, a counseling session, as you take a look at what is happening with women and relationships. In today's society, being single and over 50 years old may be considered, quote, over the hill, or a cougar when interested in a younger man. As we know, Stella got her groove back. But seriously, folks, women are the most resilient, adaptable, nurturing creatures on the planet. And if she has experience under her belt and has survived childhood traumas, divorces, loss of loved ones, let down due to being taken for granted, etc., she is a force to be reckoned with. Now, I'm not minimizing men by any means. However, women have strength to even stay in a marriage, happy or not, compromising and going through the ebb and flows of life. But when she's at her end, that's it. Join Dr. Debbie Green today as we'll discuss one of the most powerful beings in the universe, W-O-M-E-N, and the supernatural powers of queens. Now, WOMEN is, we've got an acronym, Women Overcoming Massive Environmental Neglect. So we'll take a look at what we have had to overcome over centuries and how that impacts the way we have developed survival mechanisms. Survival is something that we do best, and often those who are surviving alone have learned how to be alone. They've learned how to live without the comfort of partnership. And the stigma that's often attached to a woman without a partner makes it difficult for us to appreciate who and what we are by ourselves. So we have to learn that we are complete all by ourselves. So we're going to come back with Dr. Debbie Green. And we want to hear from you, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will come right to you and get your thoughts. And if you are single and you are seasoned, a mature woman, we'd like to hear your thoughts about partnership. Do the standards change as you become more mature and self-aware? And what words of wisdom would you give to those women who may perhaps be still evaluating their self-worth based on whether or not they have a partner? And if you would consider a younger man, one who may lack certain wisdom and maturity, but maybe still have a bit more of a zest for life than some of the older counterparts, what would make you make such a choice? We'll talk about that when we come back with Dr. Debbie Green. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we'll come right to you and get your thoughts as we take a look at women. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And we are back, and you are listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. As always, we appreciate you joining us and adding your wisdom to this conversation. And this is a conversation about women, but it's not for women only. We want you men to feel free to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you are ready to add your wisdom to this conversation. We value your opinions as well. Our goal is always to heal and to transform the lives of those we touch. And every life matters. And as we form partnerships, we have an even greater impact in other lives. And so all that you experience is a part of what makes up the society. And all that you experience is having an impact on the world that we live in. And so here
we're joining some words of wisdom from Dr. Debbie Green, and we invite you to call in 515-605-9325, and again, press 1 when you're ready to join this conversation. We are pleased for all of you who are joining us, and definitely we realize that it's not always easy for a woman in this society striving to navigate through life without a male counterpart and striving to make herself heard and respected. It's not always an easy decision to be alone, because women are often made to feel vulnerable. I was a little bit shaken this morning by a report that two women were robbed at gunpoint by a young man, two young men, on the block right down the street where I live. And it made me think about what is happening and why there is the absence of respect for older women. So we have with us our dear Dr. Debbie Green to give us some insight as we continue to create healthy relationships. And if you want to join us on Facebook, simply go to Soulful Solutions on Facebook and you will see the beautiful face of Dr. Debbie Green. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, everyone, all our viewerships and listeners, Grand Rising to this beautiful morning. It's actually raining here in Atlanta. A little chilly, but it's good. And I wonder how it is in Chi-Town. I know it's
a little overcast and getting colder. Yesterday we had a little bit of a drizzle, you know, but
okay.
It definitely got that fall feeling in the air, so we know that summer is over, and
yes.
We are experiencing that little chill in the air. So, you know, if you're going out and about, hey, wear your jacket because you will need it. It's not going to warm up by the end of the day. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I understand. Well, we got a pretty interesting topic this morning. When I chose this topic this morning, it was like, you know, I was asking myself, because I am in that over 50, in that over 50 population, and just kind of looking over my life as well as some of my associates that are also in this age range. And, you know, we are, you know, as women, I mean, women, period, we are extremely resilient. And I believe that was a trait that we were given to us, you know, a little extra by our Creator because of our childbearing abilities. And, you know, we had to have that ability to stay going, you know. You know the old anthems, they said, if you give a woman food, she'll give you a meal.
Mm-hmm.
If you give her a house, she'll make it a home.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a seed from your lawn, she'll give you life. So,
yes.
So, you know, everything we do, we multiply, you know. If we really think about it, we multiply. And if you notice now, in society today, you really see the uprising of women, especially black women. Okay? We're going someplace, and I think women all over are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, what race you are resilient, and you are worthy. So let me be the first to tell you, queen, sit on your throne.
I like that. Sit on your throne.
Because you've been off your throne, and you haven't even sat on your throne.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out there with the other people, you know, with your family, with your friends, with everybody else outside of yourself. But when shall I ask you again, when will you sit on your throne? You know, a queen delegate. Let's talk about that real quick before we go deep into this topic. A queen delegates. When you delegate something, you are what they call a shot caller.
Mm.
You call the shots on your life. You call on your life. No, you advise, guide, influence, direct, command, demand when it comes to people. But as far as your life, you are the shot caller. And we have been so exploited. Yes, I'm going there today. We have been so neglected, you know, in every culture. It doesn't matter if it's North America, South America, overseas, everywhere. I once read just recently in India, they got 8-year-old brides to grown men over 30.
You have to ask yourself, what's in the, how do you raise a man that has so little regard and respect for females? I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Culturally.
I was watching a video of a woman. She was telling the story of her sister who committed suicide because she couldn't get out of an arranged marriage that was abusive. And her mother was saying, don't shame the family by getting a divorce. So
yes.
If we're going to have a culture that respects women, women have to respect women. Every woman who does not raise her son well, a wise man once said, is abusing other women. So
every day,
if we have sons, that is a responsibility to other women to raise this man to have respect for woman, for woman, all womanhood, and to be a man that can be trusted with the life of a woman. I heard a saying recently, which kind of really, it pointed to the whole idea of our vulnerability and the fact that we often live in fear. Now, men live in a certain kind of fear also, but it's different. It said, men are afraid women will laugh at them. Women are afraid men will kill them.
Okay.
And when it comes to domestic abuse, that's often, it's very often that, it's very seldom that a man is going to fear for his life. He may fear that his woman, the woman's going to ridicule him, maybe humiliate him by talking about him in public, but she's afraid he will physically assault her and end her life. So it's a different kind of fear.
It is. It is. And this, again, you know, we're going to be talking about these factors that affect women specifically and how women think. Because, you know, we are really from, you know, men are from where? Mars. And women are from Venus.
Venus.
Somebody
right.
Wrote a book on that.
Yes.
But I'm going to break this down to you, okay? When there is, you know, men have this dysfunction when they are dysfunctional. Women are defective when they are defective. Okay? And what I'm saying is it depends on, again, the value that woman places on her life. If she was never taught value, then it's a good chance that she would never feel or think that.
Right.
You know, if she wasn't exposed to worthiness, she would not know what worthiness is.
Right.
If she wasn't taught to trust herself, I could not trust another human being, then here we go. We're going to have trust issues.
Yeah.
You know, if she didn't have the love from her father, it's a good chance she's going to either go one or two ways, be promiscuous, or either turn away from a man, period, and go into a homosexual lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that father-daughter relationship is critical.
Yes,
that
yes.
Father-daughter relationship.
The mindset, Naima, of a woman is really totally different than a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are, again, because we are so resilient and so caring. You know, we go far beyond, and we can take much more pain, physically, mentally, and emotionally, than a man. Don't you know? In suicide ideation and any type of statistics, a man would take his life first before a woman.
Mm.
okay? So it's inevitable that, you know, we have this really supernatural ability that I really think that if every queen really understood her gifts, you know, she would value her gifts and put them out into the world so that everyone can see that value. And I'm not saying like, oh, look at me, you know, I'm all this in a bag of chips. No, that's not what I'm saying. Because we know some of our counterparts usually use their outer selves to attract glory. Let's get it out the way, okay? They use their outer parts to attract glory. So they want the face to look a certain way, the hair a certain way. The body got to be what is alluring to a man. Not a woman, but a man, okay? So all I'm saying is I understand these sisters want to look wonderful. If that's what you do, but what's going on the inside? That's what I want to know. You know, are you permeating that beauty from the inside as well as what you're putting all the money on to you know, glorify, you know, this body, this physical man? Because I've seen so many beautiful women that thought they were ugly. Beautiful women thought they were worthless. Beautiful women. I mean, and outside, they're gorgeous, you know, all the way around. But they self-sabotage, self-destruct, and self-defeat themselves. So what is in the eye of the beholder? It's supposed to be beauty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But not all the time, because other people have these self-image issues. Like me, okay, I turned 57 years old. I'm 57 young, okay? Don't
That's
get
right.
Yeah, you're 58, you're just a baby.
I looked at myself, I said, okay, Deb. I said, well, you look like you're holding it in the road, but you can be, and you can tighten up just a little bit. You know, but I'm not going to beat myself up about it. You know what I'm saying? It's because, you know, as we get older, we get wiser. We're
Absolutely.
Supposed get wise. Experience brings lessons learned.
Absolutely.
That's what there's a name for, to break you down. I don't care how many relationships you fail. I don't care if you have issues with your mother, your father, your sister, or your brother, or your children. Queen, sit on your throne. Y'all hear me say that all the whole time? Because
yes.
I need you to tell. Some of us are not sitting on the throne.
Yes.
And we're being caught up in the whirlwinds of life. Being, you know, and we'll be a sneaked. We're being bamboozled. We're being
yeah.
brainwashed. We're being taken advantage of. Rolled up, rolled down hard. What's the problem? What's the problem? Here we go. We're going to talk about this first chapter of your life, which is childhood trauma. Childhood trauma is one of those things that affects every human being that walks this earth. Okay? But it greatly affects the female gender, most of all. Not only are we survivors, we carry some type of DNA that actually adapts, but also permeates and saturates our being with the trauma. And any psychiatrist, like any research person, would tell you there is a gender curve from trauma, as for men experience trauma, than for women to experience trauma, okay? So what does it do? It alternates the way we think and what we feel about who? Ourselves. It's not about our children. It's not about our husbands, our boyfriends, not about our partners. It's about us. Okay, I'm so sorry that's not an option for you to think that any longer. Because this is the problem. We have too many women are putting themselves in positions to be hurt, to be abused, to be cut apart, burnt, everything you can think of. When, shall I say, will be the time for queens to sit on their throne? This is the opportunity that you have for every voice that hears me from the age of 12 years old to 100. The value that you put in yourself is the value of how your life is going to turn out. That's the value. So if you don't have no self-compassion, no patience, no perseverance, no persistence with yourself, not with somebody else. Because guess what? We're giving people the heart of our body, the clothes off our back. We'll wake up in the midnight hour and come to rescue somebody. But when it comes to us, why are we neglecting ourselves? Well, we can't let go. I read somewhere, it says, when a person takes advantage of you once, okay, it's their fault. But if they do it again and again, it's yours.
You've allowed
it. So we cannot blame anything outside of ourselves. If we get to a point where we feel downtrodden and torn apart and, oh, Lord, woe is me. Why they keep doing this to me? It's because you're in that position to allow them to do it. And I'm so sorry that's not an option because I'm taking options this morning. You know, the Creator laid on my heart for domestic and family violence and to see women, especially in Atlanta, and it's nationwide, okay? But in Atlanta, we have been finding so many young girls killed all on the side of the road.
Wow.
Garbage cans, in cars, in the trunk of cars, missing. I mean, when I tell you anywhere between the ages of, I would say, 13 to 45 women, and if they're not being found everywhere, they are actually being killed in their homes. I can tell you four that I knew personally that died to the hands of their spouse, boyfriend, and their children was taken with them. What's the problem?
That's
What's
the
really
question. What is the problem? Where is the source of this violence coming from, and how is it? How is it becoming so commonplace that it hardly even gets a spot on the news?
I think I gotta hear the subject. Somebody, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I have to address Mr. Kofi James of the United States Senate. Someone wanted to make a very interesting comment, and let me, I'm going to show you how people take things literally. Check this out. Our Facebook viewer, Mr. Eric Kofi James from U.S. Senate, State Senate, good morning, sir. What throne do you run? What land do you own to manage? Kings and queens have subjects. Do you? Sir, I'm not talking about it literally. It's not a literal thing, sir.
It's a state of mind.
It's a state of mind.
State of mind.
I think you took it a little bit too deeply, but thank you so much. And no, I do not run a country, and I wouldn't if I even had the opportunity to.
But we must.
Too much going on.
But we must learn how to run ourselves, and that's the throne upon which we must sit.
And he says the violence is coming from the LGBTQ nation.
Now that's interesting. Tuesday, I believe it was National Coming Out Day.
Yes.
And there were many who gave their testimonies about how they had been the recipients of violence. But I think we're also seeing something in our culture where our sexual identity is often in a state of crisis, either...
Yes.
People desiring a female identity who were male, or people desiring a male identity who were female. And that's something to be taken a look at as well. These are not so much biological conditions as psychological conditions, and one could even say spiritual conditions. There are a lot of people who say, well, you know, knowing that we've had many different lives as both sexes, you know, maybe somebody's remembering a past life as a female and now they're male.
Yeah.
But if you know that much about spirituality, you also know that you chose the sex that you were going to be when you came into this body. You chose this sex. So why are you changing your mind? What happened that made you decide you didn't want to be the sex that you chose to be when you were born? So it's still a matter of something. Are we being traumatized early in life? There are a lot of female children who are traumatized early in life with sexual assault who then cannot relate to the opposite sex in an intimate
Absolutely.
Fashion. So
Absolutely.
What triggers your desire to not express the female gender
that you chose to have and instead choose an intimate relationship with another female. We have to look at what is happening. What is happening in our lives? What childhood traumas are we enduring? And is it so widespread as to be now seen as commonplace, like the single-parent female-headed household?
Yes.
Why are there so many women that are handling this partnership job alone? Something is out of balance in our culture. And if we have marital relationships, why have they become so dangerously violent where people can be killed? Like I said, men are afraid women are going to laugh at them. Women are afraid men are going to kill them. There's
right.
a difference. What has happened to us as a human family that we're expressing such abnormal behavior toward each other?
Because of the role exchange. See, what has happened is over the last, I would say, as long as I was born, you know, years ago, back in Mama them days, all right, Mama was the mama, right? She read the kids, she set to the table, she, you know, she fed the children, rushed them off to school. She was the mother, right? So as this thing, this life that we know evolved, roles started to change because of people not playing their roles appropriately. You see what I'm saying? And I mean, like I said, I didn't put the show to beat up on nobody, but I'm just going to let the facts be told. You know what I'm saying? Our black men, you know what I'm saying, percentagely that are making families, you know, are not always dependable, okay? And just like some women, they're not always dependable either, because I know some black men are raising their children.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so all I'm saying is because the subject matter today is dealing with queens, women, you know, and like I say, our Facebook, you know, viewers, and we're not talking about a queen in the country. We're talking about a mindset. And mindset of a queen delegates her own life, and don't, she doesn't become codependent. She doesn't become so sold out to what she sees or what she hears. That may not be the truth. She don't believe in a lie because she understands who she is. She's not bamboozled. Nobody can come and tell her that the sun is, you know, that is raining when it's sunny outside. They can't maneuver her. And I'm not saying that she doesn't make mistakes. I'm not saying that she's perfect, but she is in a position where she can help herself and help someone else. And it's called a virtual woman. Okay, so the virtual woman, according to the word of God, saying she goes out in the streets and she says, and she cries out and let everyone know, you know, saying, hey, I'm present. Do you need help? Do you need me to help you? And a lot of these women, if you notice, that's coming up today within the last, I said since the 20th century, those black, you know, women owners, you know, are doing things like that, like this platform. The female, what?
Solution.
Okay. All right. So this started with a beautiful black queen, and her name is Naima Latif. It was put into her spirit to do something to make it work.
We're here to make it work.
Look at this. He's still saying it. Oh, my goodness. You can't be a queen without a king. Who told you that?
How long?
Oh, you better wake up.
Who's that? Who? Wait.
This is Mr. Eric Kufi James with U.S. State Senate. That's who it is. You cannot be a queen. You cannot be a queen without a king. Stop the insanity. I can't be a king without a queen. There's levels. Stop calling yourself what you ain't, please. Well, I'm going to call myself a queen, and you can't do nothing about it because guess what? Freedom of speech is real. And I'm so sorry that you don't have the option to tell me how to speak and how to be. That's what's wrong with men today. Why can't we just be what we want to be and you can be what you want to be? Hey, I'm telling you this out of love, sir. Out of love. But guess what? I'm going to keep it moving. You know why? Because the queen can delegate this platform. How about that? Oh, let the creator bless you, baby. Let him bless you. We're going to keep on moving. How are we going to keep on moving? Because see, is. He's a king, and he has his queen, and that's the great thing. But right now, we're in America, okay? All right? No, I'm not from Africa. You're right. I am not from Africa, okay? I got a little mixture in my blood. So guess what? I'm a child of the king, and I say that's it. And I ain't talking about your kind of king. I'm talking about another king. But that's another story for another day. All right, let me get my
You know, I was listening to...
I love it when I make a rise. Come on and rise.
You know, I was listening to a sermon the other day, Reverend...
Love you, Mr. Eric, sending up my kisses to you, baby.
You know, it's interesting, though, how one's decision to proclaim oneself royalty would trigger a negative response in someone else, like, how dare you refer to yourself in this manner? But we must see ourselves as the great, magnificent beings that we are. I was listening to a sermon by Reverend T.O. Barrett. He's one of the prominent ministers here in Chicago, and he calls his congregation the Royal Family of Holiness.
Yes.
And he said, there's no less royal blood in your veins than that of the Queen of England. So do not see yourself as any lesser than that. If we say that our Creator, you know, is magnificent and all the glory of the creation, and we're children of the Creator, then we are of royal blood. And what is royalty? It's the magnificence of having the ability to define ourselves and become what we choose to be using our own free will. And we are sovereign. We are in charge of our own selves. So
absolutely.
How would that offend someone because you are aware of that? Why would that upset
maybe
someone?
Maybe insecurity. But, hey, that's just my opinion. But, you know, as I said, you know, I'm coming out of love. I'm coming out of love. But, you know, one brings a word to mind, and I just want to say this because I was told by my Creator that I could say this. In the Word of God, it clearly says we are royal priesthood, holy and acceptable.
There you go. Yeah.
So if we are royal priesthood, which means that the kings and queens of the earth that walk the earth in power and authority, they don't have to be a king of a nation. They don't have to be a king of a country of no sort. They just have to understand that they have the dominion over their life and the authority over their world. Their world, for us, their 360-degree world, their mind, their heart, and their being. So if I want to feel that, then it's okay. Okay, so again, he said he's sending messages about the LG.
He's been triggered some kind of way. You know.
Yes, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. But
the things come to the surface so that they can be addressed. And anything that touches you and makes you respond, it's something inside of you that needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
that
I
is
think
perhaps
so.
Still a wound that needs to heal.
Queens don't have girlfriends they sleep with. I can't tell somebody what to say. That's who they want to sleep with because it's not my body. It's not my body.
I know.
Body,
you're sovereign over your own body. You choose to share it with whoever you choose. You have that right. You have that power. You know.
Yes.
No one else
yes.
can tell you what yes. you can't do with the vessel that you are inhabiting. This is your own temple. You can decide
yeah,
what you
exactly.
want to do with it.
And we're not designed to judge anyone. People, you know, people come to this earth every day. Somebody's, you got millions of people coming into the world right now. Somebody's having a
That's
child.
Right.
Okay,
that's right.
So we are not in a position to tell somebody what we think. I mean, it's our opinion. That's all we can do, but
that's
we can't rule over anyone's life.
All you have is an opinion. We got to take a break, but when we come back,
yes.
I want to take a look, if you will, at this attempt over eons of time to control the sexuality of women. And that's kind of where a lot of things emanate, wanting
yeah.
to define how we may express ourselves, our intimacy, and even enforce situations. I think of this woman's testimony I was watching the other day on Facebook, where she was talking about how, you know, she's from India, where the culture is, you know, an arranged marriage, and so you end up forced to marry some older guy. And
yes.
And the question is, why have we, the women, allowed that and promoted it ourselves for so long? So we have to talk about that when we come back. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. And we've got a hand up in the switchboard, so we'll take that call when we come back.
I just got a fire.
Yes, you have. You lit a fuse, I tell you. All right, well, we will be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solutions Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312 802-472-4743.
Neither did your mother or your father
created you, baby. If you're still thinking that, then you better go back and learn a little more. You must have lived long enough. I'm almost 60, and I know without a doubt I wasn't created by man. Woo! I love it.
Well, you know,
that's why I said this 57 years is going to be on fire.
Yes. Well, what you're saying, though, what you're saying is something that we all need to know, that life is created by the Creator, and those that are the vessels through whom we come, they did not create. They could merely incubate. So knowing where our origins are should empower us, and we have to learn to take back our power. For too long we've given it away. And I want to take a look at this need, this drive, this desire that men have to control women. Why are you believing you should control another being? Why are you believing that? And that comes from fear. People wanting to control you comes from fear. What are you fearing? Because you don't have the power to control another being that has free will. Look at every situation in which someone desired to control another being of free will. Look at the whole system of enslavement and the depths of cruelty people went through to try to control people, locking them in chains, whipping them to death often, torturing them to death in the front of crowds of people to instill fear. You can't control someone. You can't try to control someone without it coming out of you, depths of cruelty. And do you want to do that to your own soul? So this is why we're finding dead women. Something's inside the men that's misshapen. They feel powerless, and so they desire to exert power over someone they believe is weaker. And this is the history of abuse we've had between male and female. It's not a godly relationship when you're trying to control someone.
Right.
It is an ungodly relationship. A godly relationship is love. Love does not create fear. So we have to correct that. And people who say, well, God said men should rule over women. No, God didn't say that. Men said that. Men lie on God all the time. When you meet your Creator, you know for of a surety that no one is to control you. No one has dominance over you. You are a child of your Creator.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Word of God says submissive. He did not say lay down, tear down. Submissive means to actually give a person or anything
respect. That's all.
Respect, you know, and a certain amount of power. But that power comes with limitation. We also, I got another comment here from our Facebook. Okay, Mr. Lloyd D. Jeanette says, you know, I'm understanding that he says he's running for U.S. Senate, and with these comments, I have to personally and honestly say that it is very scary because I see two black women, queens, who are on point with solutions and facts, understanding the realm of politicians and politics, that many go and say what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, but eventually they never do. My point is that the reason why we can't and don't is because they're answering to a demonic satanic realm with
these. Well, I think our brother Koopy just lost a voter with his comments. Lloyd said, you scared me. You saying that kind of stuff about women. And you're going to run for Senate. So, yes. And you know, Dr. Debbie, when you speak of power and submitting to power, that if we understand that when we give someone the trust to do something, and we respect the fact that they've got a responsibility, that is different than someone believing they have the right to abuse. Because we know when there's abuses of power, we've seen all through history, kings get toppled by people who say, oh, no, we didn't give you the right to abuse us. We asked you to lead us with wisdom and to organize resources so that everyone may survive comfortably. We didn't give you the authority to beat us, jail us, kill us, and you got to go, brother, because you don't understand that power is responsibility. It is not the right to abuse. So
no.
It's that same correction we have to make in the relationship between men and women. If I, as your wife, give you the responsibility of caring for our family, that is not the right to come in and beat everybody because you're mad at your boss or you upset because you didn't make enough money. That is not what that is. That is, I'm giving you a responsibility, and I'm respecting you because you're willing to take on that responsibility. And I'm supporting you in that because I realize that is a responsibility. That is the relationship between a husband and a wife, between a king and a queen, between a man and a woman. It's the mutual respect of our responsibilities that we have agreed to take on, and it's respecting the fact that we are willing to put forth the effort to do this responsibility for the well-being of all involved.
Exactly, exactly. Again, because I have to show with my Facebook. I don't want to ignore Mr. Aaron Kufi James for U.S. Senate. Two women having sex can be queens, but only beasts of the field. Also, as men, I'm not currently running for Senate. I ran 4 years ago. I know a lot. Women don't lead, men does. Stop flipping God's script. Mr. Kufi, where's Kufi? Is Kufi online? Somebody got to get online.
Well, we do have a caller online. Let me
yes,
open the mic. We got a couple of callers on the line.
I'm going to address you just a second.
So I'm going to open the mic.
I don't want you to feel ignored, baby.
So,
I want you to see this queen is going to talk to you.
So area code 773-450 and then area code 314-381. I'm opening your mics in that order. And anybody else on the switchboard, press 1 and I'll come to you next after that. So first, let's go to 773-450. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for our host, Dr. Debbie Green.
Everybody's involved. This is Obadiah. Just wanted to weigh in on this interesting conversation. You know, it's interesting how society switches stuff around, you know. First of all, men don't run women in the first place. If women are weak enough to think that they need somebody to lead them, then so be it. But last I checked, it wouldn't be a wise woman to let a stupid man lead you just because you leave. Men leave. Well, if he ain't wise enough, why are you following him? That sounds dumb. Second of all, if you check out physiology of women, women are the ones that take men in. They are not being, if they're being forced into some situation, that sounds like rape or abuse. So society creates the whole thing about women being some sort of sex object. Women are intelligent and wise. That's why they're the mothers of children that are brought onto the planet. What happens is the society gets it all mixed up. Men don't run women. We run equal to a woman. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a sister the other day, and I was saying, it's so sad that when you men, society teaches you to chase a woman for a body part, and then she's a whole person, you know? So you lie and tell her, oh, I love you and all this other stuff just to get to it, then children are born. What, somebody that wanted to treat you like a body part? My God, what's wrong with people? And then what really gets me is this coming out stuff, because I'm supposed to be a man. I can put on lipstick and put on nails and think I look like a woman. That is an atrocity, y'all. I mean, gay people have been around forever, but I mean, look at RuPaul. He's a man that's in drag. He's not a woman. He's not even going to tell you he's a woman. RuPaul is a man. So what is this new stuff, non-binary and all this insanity? That's just another way to confuse people so they don't know who their identity is. The scripture says, in the beginning he created male and female, and that's what you got. Me trying to be a female will never work at all. Me trying to boss females does not work. Why don't we all just live in harmony? What's wrong with people that you got to be bossing people and bullying them? What's with that? So I tell the young brothers, just to teach all the sisters like friends and family, treat them right. Don't be trying to chase somebody down for a body part. That is so slow, right? My God, what's going on with people? But The coming out means that you can be whatever the hell you want to be, non-binary or binary, and they even put it on an application for a job. What the hell is non-binary? Please, could somebody explain
know.
That insanity to me?
Either
wow.
or neither nor, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like if you don't want to give black people their rights, then you pull it in gay. It's all of a sudden. Let's marry gays. That president's name Obama brought it in. Let's marry the same sex. Let's win. That started a whole bunch of confusion, y'all. So when they started that, the next thing you got is everybody's got to respect you for who you are, and you don't even know who you are. That's insane. So all I know is this is the female solution. I'm willing to listen to the sisters and what they got to say. Continue what you're doing. I will be listening.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Yes.
You know, that's
yes.
an interesting observation. That men are conditioned to chase women for a body part, and in a real sense, that is the conditioning that men have.
Yes.
But just like women have to teach women respect for themselves, men
right.
have to teach men respect for themselves. And if we have wisdom, we would not want to carry forth this ignorance into the next generation. And so we should care enough for ourselves that we don't want our children to reflect the ignorance that we have seen in the past, because it's destructive. And there's no victory in being able to either subdue a woman through deception and have sex, or subdue her through force and have sex, which is rape. There's nothing to be proud of in that. You have violated your own soul. You are an expression of divinity. You are a child of the Most High.
Yes.
So
yes.
why would you want to express that in any way other than a reflection of the God spirit that you are? And when we teach this to our children, they will not want to violate another, nor will they accept being violated by another. So it's what we teach people that they are when they come through us, whether we plant the seed or we're the incubator of the seed. We have a responsibility to teach higher consciousness to the next generation, and we can just look to the past and see the ignorance and what that produces to let us know we don't want to go back there and repeat that again.
I got a comment for you. Exactly, Miss Latif.
Thank you, my brother Lloyd. We appreciate you, one of the
you
young
know,
kings
I
among us.
I don't want to ignore our Mr. Eric.
Well, we gotta.
We don't care the seeds, men. We men do. That's why we're stronger, because we carry the seed. Women carry the ovaries to receive the seed of a man. That's what nature did. I didn't create that fact.
Okay, so that what does that show us? That shows us that it takes a partnership. In order to bring through life, it takes a partnership.
And one
neither
is,
one
and
or the
one
other.
One is not stronger than the other, because we are the helpmate.
Right. Right.
If you understood what helpmate means, it's the side. It's the rib. It's the reason why the rib was missing. The rib was missing, according to the word of God. It said it was missing because they had to go in to make Eve, right? To make her a living being. So we are your side, your equal. You know, men that always think that they are higher than a woman. Question: how was you raised by your mother?
Well, we're gonna talk about that mother son relationship, because that is critical to the kind
how
of men that we produce. We got to take another break, and then we're gonna come to area code 312-381. Hold that thought, whatever it is. We'll be right back and take your call. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. Or if you want to join us on Facebook Live and write in your comments, go to Soulful Solutions and write in what you got to say. And before we take the break, one last comment from
Vienna Robinson, Grand Rising Queens. We are ruling our minds, bodies, and soul to change the world as we were designed to do.
Yes, we were. Well, all right. Well, we will be right back after this quiz. quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
See, you put your glasses on, you got the area code right the second time.
Yeah, I can see today, right?
But see, here's the thing. Let's talk some reality.
Okay.
In some societies, especially civilizations, and even today, the wife and the children are the property of the husband, the male. Now, what the problem is that how you use that word in the content of the environment that you come up in. So the word here, property, is used in a different meaningful content than it is, say, in African society, some, not all. That's how it is situated. The wife and the children are the property of the husband. And one thing that I want to make mention, too, is that you say that you use the word God. And to go to show you that the male really is stronger, because when he injects his seed into the woman, the one that impregnates the egg got by all her defenses to stop it. And that's the strongest one. All the defense that she put up within her biological makeup could not kill that one. Whatever tactic, zigzagging, avoidance, disguising, whatever tactic that seed used showed that it was stronger than the millions and millions of others that it started off with. They got destroyed on the way. And another point, the way the U.S. Constitution was formed and designed, it is exactly, it is that inalienable right that's given by the Creator. The Constitution affords individual rights, not group rights. And like the right to bear arms, that right is given by a individual's Godhead, God figure, Creator. It's not fundamental like your newest Supreme Court member said in her committee hearings, where she said that it was fundamental because a Supreme Court ruling ruled it as being fundamental. No, it's not fundamental. It's inalienable. It's God-given. No Supreme Court makes laws. They only give opinions.
That's well, it. Now that's interesting perspective. Now, what I see is that all beings have a right to defend their life.
Absolutely.
In terms, those are tools manufactured by a human being who can choose to sell it to you or make it available to you or not.
Right.
So what God gives you is the right to defend yourself. What weapons give you is the access to a way to commit acts that could take a life or injure someone or stop them from hurting you or hurt them. So you have
you're looking at it in today's content.
The first humanoids,
if they had to take a rock or if they had to take a club, that was their right to defend themselves. Animals have that same right. And they do exercise that same right. And it's not for man to determine what a human being or what an entity decides to use. Even in today's society, a person may choose to have a poodle as a warning system, or they may have a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler, or they may resort to a weapon. But that's their right that man does not have a right to take away. And there's a lot of other things that go along with that. The government tells you got to take shots. That's not right. That's not their responsibility. And
once again, your body, your right, your power over your body. Every human being, every being has a right to the power over their own body.
That's correct.
And people try to exert power over them, but they don't have it.
You have a right, your child, your choice too. So how you choose to instill the family and traditional values and morals into your child is the decision of the parent and that family. And getting back to women real quick, you talk about the body. Women today put their body on display. It's just as if you go to a merchant and they got goods sitting on a table. They got this here and that there, and they put their goods on display. Well, women today are doing the very same thing. It seems like they got what they call booty in the mind. She's walking down the street with her tight yoga pants on, and a car come by, she's probably saying it in her mind, "You see my booty? See my booty?" So when you put yourself on display, well, the repercussions of that, well, if I want to be a rapper, it comes into play.
Okay, now that you brought that up, Pianki, you can go into a store and they got merchandise on display, but if you snatch something and try to go out the door, what do? You get arrested for shopping.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Even if you see something, it ain't yours to touch. And that's the reality So when people talk about, you know, oh, she got assaulted, she asked for it. No, 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 no. Her body was still hers. You still violated her. You still committed a crime.
That's
and
why
when
comes
we can
society.
This reality that no one has a right to touch anybody, I don't care how it looks or how it attracted you or how you're aroused, you will never, ever, ever have a right to touch another person's body if they do not give you permission. That is something that has to be instilled in every human being so that it's clear that you may not ever violate another person. And
well, I
no
agree
one
with that. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that's why society sets standards on how you present yourself out in public.
When it don't matter. Through, yeah, she can be walking
well,
through in
that,
the absolute news.
I'm not saying
still,
that they should. I agree with you. But here's
right.
the thing. When
they
you go into other countries.
You can't. I mean, there's no excuse for it. They cannot say. And we had a long battle over this to make sure that when it came down to even trials over sexual assault, that no one can say, well, how was she dressed? Implying that because she was alluring or attractive that she asked for it. We had to really do some reconditioning of men's minds, and some still ain't there yet. To
well, I agree with
you. That everyone's body belongs to them and them alone. And that is
when I go into other countries, when
right.
I go through the airports of other countries, for instance, like going through the Cairo airport, you standing there waiting on the person in the queue, the cubicle, to transact your immigration documents, passport, and so forth. On the back wall, they have a big, large sign, and that sign tells you, you come into our country, what's permitted. And one thing they forbid is showing affection in public from a male between a female. No kissing, no and hugging, and all that stuff. And also, you better not mess with any child. A child can be waiting on the curb for transportation, the bus or tro-tro. But if you mess with them, you got some serious problems. And also tell you how to dress. You can't go over there wearing no booty shorts, no information T-shirts saying, I love Jesus, and none of that stuff. No Daisy Dukes. So, you have to be
well. Well, I'm glad you brought those things up. We got another call we're going to take, but we're talking about
you.
All the things that you've raised. Thank you, Pianki, because there are those things that happen in different countries, and there are attempts to decide what women can and can't wear. We all know that the issue that's happening in Iran with the sister that was killed because they said she wasn't wearing her headscarf properly, and so that act, of course, awakened something in the women, and there have been protests and women snatching their headscarf off because when things happen, it creates a revolution and therefore an evolution. So
I'm looking to address Mr. Kofi because he's been sending this around about some comments like this. Their teacher, he's still on the gay lifestyle, and that's not our topic.
And you gotta ask yourself, brother, why is that? Why are you stuck there?
That's not our topic.
Well, I know why.
Know,
but you know, that's another conversation for another day.
We understand that men are gay, okay, and women are gay, but that's another topic for another day. It's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's just another topic or another day. What we're talking about is the female gender. We're talking about the value of the female gender, and that she should value herself. That's why she should call herself a queen mindset, not an actual queen that actually, again, sits on a throne that governs a country like Queen Elizabeth, God bless today, okay? It's not that's not the kind of mindset, that's not what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe on another day, okay, that we will address this issue that you feel so strongly about, okay?
Well, this is a thing that, first of all, the obsession of controlling a woman's sexuality that we see manifested in a lot of cultures, particularly that situation, again, we're looking at in Iran that, you know, has enraged a lot of women. But as we evolve as a human family, there are a lot of behaviors that were accepted in the past, a lot of abuses that were accepted in the past that we are now evolving out of. That's why we're having this show today and reshaping the minds of women so that we are not allowing ourselves to take abuse, nor are we teaching our daughters to take abuse because of the examples we are setting in our own homes and in society where we are demanding respect and accepting no less because you teach people how to treat you by what you accept from them. So this revolution, this social revolution happening in Iran as a result of the death of this woman for not covering her hair, it had to awaken in women, wait a minute, if I'm covering my hair because the idea is, well, if a man is attracted to me and my beauty, he might assault me, then I, in a sense, I'm giving him permission to assault me if he sees my hair. No, I'm not doing that. And he needs to understand he never has the right to assault me. I don't care what body parts I'm showing. He's got to learn that. So we're going through an evolution as a human family.
Correct.
To evolve out of all of those old thinking that created the barbaric behavior between men and women that we have endured for too many centuries.
Yes.
Spiritual warfare. Absolutely.
We got
to evolve spiritually so that we are not abusing each other.
Mm-hmm.
We got to evolve to the state of love, which is an expression of the Creator that we must reflect, which means we got to call out everything that's been wrong. I don't care how long it's been going on. If it's wrong, it's time for it to end. That's the season that Earth, planet Earth, is in. These hurricanes, these tornadoes, these volcanoes, this is the Earth spewing out all this negative energy. And to coincide with that, humanity has to get rid of all the negative behaviors that create the negative energy. So we can go back in the Bible and say, well, this happened. We can go back in our culture and say, well, we used to do this, and this. We did a lot of stuff, and a lot of it was wrong, and so now it's time to correct it.
Yeah.
So, yes, we got to change the way we see ourselves as women. We got to see ourselves as royal, worthy of greatness, worthy of respect, because we have the great responsibility of guiding the souls that come through us. So we cannot see ourselves as lesser than.
Absolutely.
We are raising those who are the children of the Most High. And we can't do it right if we think of ourselves as too low. That's why we have to evolve. That's why we're having this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely agree with Mr. DeJohnette, because spiritual warfare is actually what we're dealing with because of the unseen things. You know, you can see one thing, you can hear nothing with your carnal eyes, but there's a greater work behind the scenes that has been masquerading. And the thing about this is it hasn't just been there. It's been there since the beginning of time. You know, so, you know, all of the things that even Mr. Eric, you're talking about, which is the gay, you know, lifestyle, that's been since Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, we go back all of these times, and you got to understand these particular issues are based upon so many different factors. It's not just one fact that someone trying to destroy this or destroy that. And yes, it is sending, you know, really complicated messages to our seeds. Yes, you are absolutely correct. But guess what? Even a man can do that on his own. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to be gay. A woman can, you know, it's all about how you treat your children. If you treat your children and you bring them up in love, then that's the goal. The goal is to bring them up in love. But if you not bring them up in love, love that's unconditional, not restrained, not controlled, not obsessed. You know, that's not love. Love is when I accept you for who you are. I want to help you grow stronger in who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the women as girl children are, again, are exploited in the country. They're exploited, and there's no way that nobody else can say any other different, because you can look at any country and you can see the female gender is exploited. It's been like that since the beginning. It's been going on, but all I'm saying is, as far as where we are, you know what I'm saying, if we stand up as a woman, not to say we're powerful than any other human being, but just in ourselves, you see what I'm saying? We're not here to crack a whip, you know? We're not here to crack a whip. We knew it took reproduction. It takes a man and a woman, you know what I'm saying, to breathe life, to reproduce life. But the thing about this is it is the value of the woman. That's what I'm talking about today. The value of the woman, and I chose over 50, but I'm talking about value of women, period. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because again, you can have all the seeds in the world. A man can have a million sperm, okay? But guess what? It cannot breed life on its own. Not on its own. It cannot. I don't care what you got down there, okay?
Yeah.
You cannot breathe life on your own. You cannot create life that walks this earth. You cannot do it. This is a very, and I'm not saying again that we are the greater species. No, I'm saying that look at the value. You got a mother, okay? Your mother gave birth to you. That's a queen. If you don't treat her like a queen, then shame on you. Shame on you. That's a queen. And she is a queen because she's valuable. That's what I mean. The value of a woman, a value, especially of a black woman. That's what, you know, we're valuable. And again, we don't always look at ourselves as valuable. We can dress up the outside, but the inside could be hemorrhaging.
Yes. And that's what has to be reshaped is our belief about ourselves. When we don't see ourselves as valuable, and we don't demonstrate to our daughters and sons our value, then they don't learn to value the woman.
Love is the key. That's what my sister Carolyn here on.
Yes.
Love is the key to it all. Yes, it
love
is.
Love is the solution to everything.
Yes, it is. It's the solution.
So when we raise our children, the things we say to them are going to affect how they feel about themselves. A lot of men are wounded by angry mothers who were hurt by their fathers, and they say hurtful things to their sons. And you see the manifestation of it when the sons then grow up to be abusive to other women. So this is why we have to heal the hurt. The over 50 age, that is a very critical time. If we're at the stage where we need to impart wisdom, then we have to be healed of our hurt if we have hurt from bad relationships, so that we don't impart that anger to the children that we're influencing, or we don't in our desperation accept another abusive relationship out of loneliness or fear of being alone. So all of that is important to what we're putting forth for the future and how we're conducting ourselves, how we're feeling about ourselves today. We have a lot of women who are in their seasoned years and never learn self-love because they grew up in a culture and an environment where women were not respected, where women were used like things, where women were manipulated, exploited, and other women didn't speak up and say anything to stop it. So now that we have women at the highest level of government in America, women on the Supreme Court, these women have to exemplify that self-esteem, that royalty, that dignity that says women will be treated with the highest respect.
Yes.
Because that's who we are. And we who are in living our everyday lives, we have to emanate that as well.
Yes.
And whatever is inside of us that would make us accept mistreatment, we have to get that out of us. And sometimes radical things have to happen to shake it out of us. When that sister over in Iran was killed, women who had been accepting abuse for centuries rose up.
Yeah.
Because they realized this is wrong. And sometimes you have to look at a tradition and realize it's always been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But what had to change was your mind, your acceptance of abuse. It took us 300 years to get it out of the slave condition because we had been conditioned to accept it as, well, this is God's will. And it took centuries for us to get rid of that. And we're still healing from the hurt. We're still healing from mistaken beliefs that there's something lesser about us. So everybody who's thinking they're anything less than a child of the Most High need the transformation in mind and heart so they can sit on their throne.
Sit on, that's it. That's what I'm trying to say. That's it, because he said we're more than conquerors, we're above and not beneath, and we're head and not a tail, and we are Linda, not a bar. I don't know what y'all was. That sounds like a queen or king to me.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me. So, you know, I want to, reach out to our Facebook viewers. Thank you so much for your comments today, because we want to know what you think. It's invaluable that, you know, that we want to know what you want to hear. Again, we will address that topic of the women and gay lifestyle. You know, we're going to address that just for Mr. Eric Kufi, who's used to run for U.S. Senate.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a call when we come back. We'll take a couple of calls on the line, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call 515-605-9325 and press 1. If you want to write in your comments, join us on Facebook Live on Soulful Solutions. Go to Facebook and type in Soulful Solutions. You'll see the smiling face of Dr. Debbie Green, and you'll see me as well, and we'll be right back after this last break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. Be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Welcome back to Soulful Solutions, and I'm Dr. Debbie Green with my wonderful co-host, Naima Latif, our executive producer of The Female Solution. And again, we're at the top of the hour. Are we going to go ahead and take those callers, please?
All right. I'm going to go to 773-960 and 31671 in that order, and anybody else on our switchboard that would like to speak, just press 1 and light your number up on our board, and we know you have something to say. 773-960, your mic is open. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for Dr. Debbie Green.
Hello, ladies. This is
Prince Cookie James. Yeah, I ran for Senate. I ran for Senate 4 years ago. That's just my page on Facebook. That's why
okay.
I know a lot of information. I ran before.
Well,
I know a lot
so
of
much.
Man.
I
know a lot of information. No, I'm the real Koofy. I'm the original Koofy.
The original, okay.
The original.
The original.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that told Naima to put the little backdrop with the pictures behind her. I gave that idea to Naima. Remember, Naima, I told you that? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I thank you for taking credit for that thought.
No, I know y'all don't want to let me talk. give me 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. I don't judge people. But I'm telling you, all this drama and trauma, I'm telling you where it's coming from. I'm in a peaceful situation.
I have to ask you this, though, Koofy, because you seem to have a pain in your heart about the LGBT
situation. I got love in my heart, baby. They call me Spell
and
Love on Facebook. Ain't no pain. I love speaking truth.
You bring it up a lot. You know, even when we're talking about something else, you bring it up. So I know it's something that's hurting you. And
no, I ain't not hurting me. I'm trying to call a spade today. That's all. I'm trying to get everybody.
But why
to
is it hurting? Why are other people's personal sexual intimate choices hurting you? Why are you in pain about
it's
that?
It's not hurting me. It's hurting the children. Now, when you start teaching my children in school to be transgenders and gays, I'm starting speaking up. I got a problem with that. That's what I'm talking about.
But you have a set of twins, a boy and a girl.
That's why I'm doing it. When you're an adult, that's fine. But if you're 5 years old, 7 years old, don't teach them to be gay or transgender. That's why I'm talking. I'm protecting
okay,
the
so
children.
Now,
not you. I'm not protecting you. I'm protecting the children.
Okay, so now let's look at that thought for a moment. You have a son and a daughter, and they are heterosexual. And they are still heterosexual. So what are you fearing is going to happen to them? They have not changed based on whatever is being taught in school. And your children.
I already told my children to have children, to have babies, to keep our royalty line going. Okay? I've already told them.
But do you understand that sexual orientation is not something you can be taught?
No, it's about procreation. Procreation.
But I'm saying to you and everybody else who is under the mistaken impression that other people's opinions can change what's already inside of you. It cannot. No one can make you gay, straight, or anything else. Whatever happens inside of you in terms of your experience and all the other things that your soul has experienced in this and other lives will affect that aspect of yourself. And it is not something that can be taught in school or you get out of a book.
A gay man can't be around me for more than 5 minutes unless he's going to convert back to being a man.
But how is that affecting you? How is that
affecting
who you are and how your soul is?
I'm affecting him. Because I'm showing him a natural way. I'm showing him the result of how to be a man. When something happens to him in his life, he needs to be around me and say, man, that's what it is to be a man. I don't want to be this person no more, okay? We're at a spiritual warfare. I'm not in war with nobody.
You're in pain. I'm not letting you speak it out. I ain't in pain at all.
I want to get people out of this darkness if I can. Read Romans chapter 1. Gay people, their life is worthy for death. It's in Romans chapter 1. I'm trying to save them from dying. Romans chapter 1. It says homosexuals, their life is worthy for death. I'm trying to save them. That's all I'm doing. Read it.
Why are you feeling that's your responsibility?
Because they're out here looking for help. They come to me on my
page.
Actually,
they're looking left alone so they can live life. They're not asking
to
save them. They're just trying to live.
God can forgive you from that, if that's what you want. If you want to come into the kingdom, if you want to come into the land of the living.
When did ask God to be his press secretary and speak for him?
I didn't choose that. God chose me. I didn't choose to be that. God chose me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I must and I got the memo.
I didn't apply to be a God child. God came and chose me. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
I don't want to get it, but I got it.
I have a big voice. I don't judge anyone, but I know where the trauma is coming from. And I have courage to speak on it. Where everybody else, politicians, they're all looking to me. I have courage to speak on it.
Okay.
I have courage. Oh, I say, you can't call yourself a king or a queen if you don't have no land.
But you just called yourself a prince.
Didn't
you just introduce yourself as Prince Poopy James? Well, my brother, we got to take our next call who's been waiting. Thank you so much for all that you do and continue to strive to be your best self. We appreciate you for listening and calling and expressing your thoughts. We're going to take the next call.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
I wish we could change the world for you, baby, but we can't do it.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that...
Not all of them.
I'm hoping
one
that...
One at a time.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that our listeners and viewers can get to a point of understanding.
I understand.
Of other people's private lives don't concern you. They're not affecting you. They can't influence children.
If we had
a healthier understanding of sexuality, we would not be in this situation we're in now. All these years of punishing women for being sexual, cutting off women's genitalia so that they didn't have sexual feelings. We have, you know, breaking women's feet so they couldn't go out and commit adultery. I mean, we've had all of these excessive, abusive behaviors, you know, trying to marry a woman off a girl off at 8 years old to old men. I mean, we've had centuries of abuse of trying to control the sexuality of women. So we, as a human species, have to heal in our appreciation of the beauty of that intimate expression of love. It's been distorted and it's been used to manipulate and it has created fear. So in our oppressed state, we have allowed it for centuries and we still carry that fear in our genetic memory. So this is why we have allowed our daughters to continue on in cultures where they're being abused. This is why we would have women marry their daughters off to men with money because they fear that the child's not going to be able to take care of herself even though the man beats her. So now that we are evolving out of that and girl children are being educated with skills so they can take care of themselves so they don't have to be married in order to have a roof over their head, we're evolving out of that twisted thinking. And we have to finish the last part of it, changing what we feel about ourselves so that we can once and for all let all of that go, that misperception that we are any lesser than a male. We have to undo that in ourselves. And when we undo that, then we'll change the way we raise the next generation.
Yes, yes.
So when it comes... I'm sorry, go ahead, you were about to.
No, just say, and again, you know, the LGBT, I mean, because they're adopting children, and, I mean, I understand, and you know, I can say, but, I mean, it's one of those things that we can't make a decision for another human being. When that child grows up, even if it grows up in a household like that, that child still has to make a decision whether they want to carry on doing the same thing or change. And so it does majorly bring conflict, you know, it does. But they have their right to choose. We can't take the choice from them because we don't have that kind of power. God gave them the choice. They can choose their life. Whatever the consequences is, they have to deal with their consequences.
Well, you know, again, we have to really look at the expression of sexual intimacy is a very personal relationship between people.
It is.
Why would we believe that anyone outside of the relationship of those two people have a right to have an opinion about it? Why are we believing that? That's a mistaken belief that we're carrying that we have to let go of.
Yeah.
And when we do that, then no one will be abused. And when it comes to children, there's a big difference between two adults, whether they be same sex or opposite sex, that are having an intimate relationship. There's a big difference between that and someone who is assaulting a child by touching them without that child's consent, without that child's desire, and manipulating their sexual arousal in a way that is abusive and harmful, because it's not allowing that child to evolve into their natural sexual maturity. That is abuse. There's a difference between pedophilia and homosexuality, and too many people can't understand the difference. When you are an adult, you have a right to whatever your sexual expression is. Nobody, whether they're heterosexual or homosexual, has a right to assault a child. When we can get that part right, then we can let go of all of this attacks on the LGBTQ community, and we can understand that we must be healthy sexually in order for us to present the right expression to our children. And children being raised in our home, what they need to see is love.
That's true. That's all. That's all the world needs. That's what my sister Carolyn said. We just need love. That is all.
So let me open, we got a couple of other mics. Well, I'm going to go to 312-671, then 407-701. Since we've got some time before we wrap up, 312-671, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment as it relates to the empowerment of women.
Grand Rising, way on y'all, shalom, assalamu alaikum. And this is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois, and it is time for the black woman empowerment unlimited. And when I say unlimited, I mean the bottom line is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there's no big eyes and little U's. And the black man must stand up and protect the black woman. He must protect his wife or even his girlfriend or, you know, his mother, his auntie, his cousins, et cetera, all the females. The bottom line, again, we are in it to win. Life is choices. And I appreciate you, Dr. Debbie Green, for your education in terms of promoting the whole community and peace, love, unity, marketing people. And it is a way of life that we can serve God. God's, we are only with our own faith, and yet our religion is a part of the foundation of God in an unlimited way. So I'm just thankful that I can share that type of, 50-50 type of consciousness. You know, however the man sees may be stronger than the female, but if he's stronger, then he must protect her by any all means necessary with his life, his mind, his body, and his soul in a righteous way, that he might be a successful human being in a spiritual way. So one of the most important thoughts is that the Harold Washington Foundation is standing, you know, for truth. And that's what we're standing on in order that we might continue to promote a better way of life, that we can share success through education. And I appreciate you all.
Thank you so much, Minister. We got two more callers on the line. We're going to try to squeeze in. Thank you so much, Minister, for always setting the standard for the best in manhood. We appreciate you so very much. We're going to go to 407-701 and 706-202. And 407-701 Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us today on the Female Solution. Let the world hear your beautiful voice and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising Queens. You all are looking very royal on Facebook. This is Beata, your Friday morning host, and thank you for this awesome discussion. And it's flu season, and tomorrow I'm going to share why we don't have to accept that label anymore and give our listeners some tools to keep their bodies strong during the winter months, because we're seeing a lot of free flu shot signs popping up, and we know what that's all about. So I'm going to expose that whole campaign tomorrow, as well as talk about why the Surgeon General of Florida, Dr. Lopato, a brilliant, brilliant black man, has recommended that certain groups do not get any vaccines, and how so many people are against what he's saying is beyond me. But I understand. We're going to talk about why he's recommending that, the science and the wisdom behind it, and talk about what you can do to keep your body strong through the winter months. So that's my topic tomorrow. And hope you'll join me tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Health and Wellbeing with Viata. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Viata. Enjoy that Florida sun. We appreciate all you do. And join Viata on the Female Solution right here tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern. This is really a season for all of us to recognize our sovereignty, our royalty, our power over our own bodies, our power over our own lives, our right to define ourselves, even if others don't like that definition. And I think as we evolve, because this is the process of evolution, as we evolve, yes, and take back our power, we have to let go of fear. And one of the greatest fears is that others will not allow us to be who we are. Others will not allow us to grow. And we have to know nobody has the power to keep you from doing anything. Nobody has the power to make you do something you don't want to do. Nobody has the power over your body. Nobody has the power of life and death, because we are eternal beings. And this is a temporary vessel, but we live on after we leave this vessel. So that means nobody even has the power to kill us. So therefore, we can let go of all fear, because all power is in our hands. And when we know that, then we don't have to fear, and we can live in love. Let me see if we can get our comment from our last caller of the day, 706-202 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum and Grand Rising to Dr. Green. You know, this is Brother Kwame Sunhorse here in the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia. I'm back home, and I'll be leaving out tonight going to South Carolina. The topic is a very important one, and the importance of it I see is that the women are speaking up and realizing that they are the power, because woman means the wisdom of making another nation. Because it's through the woman that we make a human being. And it's her wisdom of making another nation. It's through the woman that we make a nation. A man is, you know, to help that, he's the part to help make another nation, M-A-N. But the woman is the wisdom of making another nation, because it's within her body that we are conceived. And we grow inside of her, and we do this ceremonial, and this is what I'm going up to South Carolina, because in the doing the Nipe ceremony, we go back into the womb of Mother Earth, and we rebirth ourselves by cleansing and detoxing and purifying ourselves in prayer and reconnecting to the four elements. So it's through her divinity, the divine feminine and the sacred masculine unified. And the part that I came in when you were talking about the sex, and the part of sex is that it's a spiritual energy exchange. That child hasn't reached the age of change in that body that we all have gone through. And it's why we call them adolescents. We add the lessons of how to be a woman, a girl to become a woman, a boy to become a man. And these are the parts of what we're seeing, that those that are manipulating and attempting to alter what they feel because there's something wrong in their conception, because they didn't mature in the right way, and the lessons were not given to them to be guided. And number one, hood should not be removed at birth, because you do a signaling to that body that should not happen until it reaches that stage of adolescence.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at many things that have come about. And what we are now looking at is what Sonia Sanchez says is that how will this free us? And how will it free you? Because once you find the freedom and you have the understanding and knowledge of self, then you're able to go forward and help share that knowledge, because, as you said, evolution. And evolution's word is that when you put it in the mirror, it says, know that you love. How do you love who you are is what the key part of what you're saying. And stop fearing being what someone else says and what God gave you or the Creator gave you the ability, because everything in the universe is in you. How is it that you cannot create another nation? And that's the wisdom of women.
That's right. There we go. Well, we thank you so much. Absolutely, yes. Well, we've got to go. Thank you so much, Mommy Sun Horse, for those words of wisdom. So last words, Dr. Debbie, before we wrap it up for the day.
Absolutely. By no means that we have as women to feel that our ability to actually overcome, or at least overcome, you know, so many other things that people say we're not capable of doing, you know. So I want you to stand on this. I want you to stand on this. Again, wisdom is a female gender. So we didn't put that in place. That was put in place by the Creator. And wisdom is just what it is. It's the ability to sort with dignity and integrity and see the truth in all things, you know. So women, again, I say sit on your throne. See the truth in yourself. See the truth in your children. See the truth in your spouse. See the truth in your whole being, and allow that to lead you. Because one thing about the truth, it's going to set you free. So if you have any type of bondage, it doesn't matter whether it's emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, financial, economical, sexual. It doesn't matter where it is. You shall be free. And once you are free, then you can operate totally in that wisdom that God has created you to be. And you can then speak to your descendants, your seeds, wherever you may be, whether they are biological or you know, what they call nuclear. Nuclear is anyone's outside of you. You'll be able to tell them the truth. Because we all know we done sit at the feet of many older black women. Okay? And we have heard the stories, but we also have heard the wisdom. So thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show.
You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.